Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent further divisions along ethnic lines. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Saturday the bloodshed needs to stop. Speaking of the violence, Syrian government planes have bombarded U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka, marking a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies. Edward Uranium reports Hasaka has become a flashpoint in the Syrian civil war.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasaka after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A woman in the U.S. state of California has been sentenced to 50 months in prison for conspiring to export and cause the export of fighter jet engines and unmanned aerial vehicles and related technical data to China. Prosecutors say evidence shows the woman conspired with a man named Zhang Shenjing in China, who is described as a technology spy for the Chinese military. This is VOA News.